Yeah, it's you know, a good response from our team. You know, getting swept by BC 2 weeks ago was tough. And then to respond the way we did, I thought we played very well in the first period, really well. And then I thought second period, they started pushing a little bit. We got away from our game, I thought. And then, you know, it was huge here where Luke got the big goal for us to go up 3-1. And then third period, again, we're, you know, we make it 4-1. And then, again, we started getting away from a little bit. You know they're going to push. They have some talented players over there. We knew they were going to push, and I thought, you know, at the end of the day, we did a good job and, you know, didn't let them tie it. So we end up getting the win, and credit to our guys for sticking with it the whole way through.
Thanks, Coach. Go ahead, Rich.
Luke, did you anticipate that play off the end boards, or were you just in the right place at the right time?
I was just trying to get on the forecheck. I was out there a little bit longer, so I was just trying to buy some time for our guys changing, and I got lucky. You know, he just kicked with his skate right to me, and I just said, you know, we got to get pucks in this guy, and I think there's a little bit of a screen in one end, so.
Go ahead.
For you there, what were the specific things you guys did in the first period that led to that strong start?
I thought we did a good job of playing behind them, pressuring their D. If we didn't have anything, we were working below the goal line. We were getting pucks to the net. We were reloading very well so they couldn't get their transition game going. I thought those things were a big factor for us in the first period.
It means the world. So this is my last go at it, and anytime you see that, you know, or hear the student section chanting your name, it's one of the coolest feelings. And I didn't even know that until you just said that to me. So kind of gives me some chills, and yeah, it just shows the support of our student section. And you know, anytime they're in our building or at TD Garden here, they do an amazing job.
Go ahead, Jimmy.
Yeah, I think a lot of them thrive in these situations. They some of them perform better under pressure. I think they look for those opportunities to make a difference on a big stage, and you saw that tonight with Macklin obviously scoring 2 goals in the first period. He wants to play in these big games, and I think he's prepared for it. For even though he's only 17, he's been preparing for years. So credit to him for getting us going there in the first.
For Luke, you know, Coach just said you scored the big goal in that game. What's it like in this rivalry atmosphere to get a big goal in that game? What's it like to play in that, especially with your connection with BC, with your brother?
Yeah, I think I haven't checked my phone yet, but hopefully Alex sent me a pretty nice message. But yeah, I mean, BUBC, it goes back over 100 years, and it's really hard to describe until you're out on the ice, and you just hear the student sections going at it with each other, and it's really competitive, and I think there's a lot of respect between the two teams, but at any time you're matching up against those guys, there's just that extra edge that you got to give, and I think just the physicality of the game definitely elevates.
Good.
Matt, do you want to take a moment and your first time in this bean pot to take a moment and let absorb it all a little bit, and did this feel like what you thought it would feel like?
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty special stepping out there for the first time. You just see the student sections and all the people there, and you definitely know what it means to our school and our program. So it was pretty special. It was exactly what I thought it would be like, and I mean, I'm just happy we got the win.
Go ahead, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to score every shot. You got to keep trying and change different things, practice different things. We've been working a lot in practice of just seeing different looks and just talking it over. And when it goes in, it's really nice. But, yeah, not every shot's going to go in. So, I mean, every game, you just got to keep trying.
Jay, as much as, you know, it's been made about the UBC, now you got Northeastern, 2 meetings, 4-3 overtime.
Yeah, we have a hard time with Northeastern since I've been here. And they play us very tough. It seems like they're always at their best playing against us. So we, you know, we certainly have to be ready. And, you know, we're trying to just enjoy this right now. And we still have another game Friday. So I don't want to think too far ahead. But Northeastern is, especially recently, very good in the bean pot. So, you know, we'll be ready for them. We'll be prepared. But we still want to enjoy this. And then we have a game Friday as well.
Coach, can I get your thoughts on performance of Shane LaChance and the impact that he's made on the team?
Yeah, Shane, he's been excellent for us. He does a little bit of everything. The big thing for Shane is he really plays to his identity of who he is as a player. He understands that. He gets to the net. He's very good defensively. He's got a good stick. He's an intelligent player out there. He can really play any role for us, and he's played on all different lines, and he does a heck of a job because he's a smart hockey player.
Go ahead, yeah.
Yeah, I think he's taken on a bigger role this year because we lost, you know, last year we had a lot of guys put up a lot of points and scored a lot of goals, and I think his maturity has definitely grown from this year to last year. On the ice, I think his defensive abilities, you know, are relied on the PK, and it's funny because he's so smooth out there, we call him Butter, and, you know, sometimes you can't even hear him skate up the ice, so I'm like, you got to call for the puck, dude, I can't even hear you out here. And so, yeah, he's just a hell of a player, and, you know, he's a really good skater, and he's got really good hockey sense, so I'm really happy he's on our team.
Do we have more questions to the student-athletes? Go ahead, yeah.
For Luke, did you notice, obviously, Macklin was locked in from the start tonight, did you notice anything different in his demeanor coming into the game or after the weekend series? Was there anything about him that
I don't know. I think he just prepares for every game the same way. Just like in practice, like he is elite in practice. And I think, you know, in practice, he goes all out every rep, tries to score as many goals as he can. And then when he gets to the big stage, you know, I think opponents, they either drop below their ability and he just seems to stay at that level. And it just stands out. So he's got the swagger to him on the ice, and you really want the puck on his stick.
We'll take one more for the student athlete. You have it, Ryan. Go ahead.
Mac, what did you see on that first goal specifically? It looked like you looked at the pass option and then were like, I'll just shoot it.
Yeah, I mean, I got a great pass from Quinn, and I just entered the zone, just kind of saw all my options, and just decided to get a puck on net. And unfortunate enough that it went in, but yeah, I mean, it was just a quick decision. Not much going through my head.
Macklin and Alex, you guys can just call you Alex. I had your brother. Global. That's okay, a faux pas there. You guys can head back. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, that was a long time ago. Yeah, sorry. Any coaches for questions for Coach Pandolfo? Go ahead, right here. Yeah.
It meant a lot. He brings so much energy. He was a great, great captain for us last year. Cares so much about his teammates, cares so much for the program. So he brought a lot of juice, and I'm not surprised the way we started. He energized the guys, and they love seeing him. He's a terrific kid and also a terrific player. So really happy to see him, and it was great to have him here.
Bring back.
I would like it to be a little better when you get a penalty 30 seconds in. but, you know, sometimes those calls, I don't really want to talk about calls, but we definitely have to be more disciplined. We've got to watch our sticks. That's part of it. We talk about it. We still haven't completely got the message, but we'll continue to work at it.
Go ahead, yeah.
You know, seeing him just 2 weeks ago, I think both teams, you know, have an understanding how each team likes to play. So, you know, you just try to make some adjustments. Regardless of, you know, what your plan is, you still have to go out there and compete. And I think that's what we did, especially the first period. We competed all the way through, but I thought we executed and competed really hard in the first. And that's where we were able to get the lead. So they're a very good hockey team. So I wouldn't, you know, maybe at some point down the road we see them again.
We'll take two more if they're out there. Go ahead.
Team had 30 block shots tonight. Cade with another six tonight. Just what did you like from the buy-in?
Yeah, I think our guys have been bought in all year long. You know, Cade Weber, he may lead the country in blocks, if I'm not mistaken. So he's excellent on the penalty kill. And we have a lot of guys that they're willing to sacrifice so we can win hockey games. And you know, on this stage, it's important that you do everything you can to keep the puck out of your net, and our guys are willing to do that.
Yeah, one more. Take one more. Okay.
Yeah, so Jack Harvey's been a recent addition back in the lineup. What do you think he's brought to this team in the last couple of games, and how has him and Macklin's chemistry from the USHL carried on to a big stage like the Beanpot?
Yeah, Jack has played very well the last three games. He has not gotten much of an opportunity this year. And the way he's handled himself, come to practice every day, working and waiting for his opportunity, I give him a lot of credit. He has a lot of poise with the puck. He's a very smart player. Him and Macklin have played together before, so they have that chemistry. He has a lot of patience with the puck. He makes plays. He's a very smart player. So he's been very good for us, and we're happy to have him in the lineup. But can't say enough about him as a kid to handle the way he's handled it this year.